You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
And that was the sound of over 500 hotel workers rallying on Wednesday in front of the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Vancouver. The workers and allies from other unions marched up and down the block until a rented limousine pulled up. Men in rented tuxedos came out to deliver a mock speech to the workers, pretending to be the CEOs of a few of the hotels that Unite Here Local 40 workers are employed by. The workers then marched several blocks to the Renaissance Hotel to make their same loud presence known there. Joining me in the studio this morning is Michelle Travis. She's a representative from Unite Here Local 40. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. What are the working conditions currently like in these hotels?
Well, right now, the working conditions in the hotels are actually pretty difficult. When the economy was worse last year, the hotel companies started to make cuts, cutting hours, but also starting to understaff the hotels, increasing the workloads for folks who are actually working in the hotels, and frankly, making the work very difficult for workers at this point. We're seeing workers basically saying that, you know, there's chronic understaffing in each of these hotels, in the Hyatt, in the Four Seasons, in the Renaissance, in the Weston Bay Shore.
What does it mean for a worker when there's understaffing? What does that look like on the ground?
On the ground, it means it makes it more difficult for them to do their jobs. We'll take a housekeeper, for instance, who might rely on a houseman who will help her strip the sheets before she goes in to clean the room. Hotels have now cut back on the hours for housemen, meaning that housekeepers don't have the help that they had before to go in and clean those rooms. Housekeepers only have a limited amount of time to clean, maybe 20, 30 minutes per room. So that means they're going in, they're stripping the sheets, they're vacuuming, they're having to stoop over, clean the bathrooms, doing all the tasks that, you know, they would usually get a little bit of help for. Now they're being pushed to do all that work themselves and not getting any relief.
So that's in 20 or 30 minutes per room?
Yes, per room. And in some hotels, like the Hyatt, for instance, some of these you've got rooms with two beds. So you'll have workers cleaning, housekeepers cleaning up to 32 beds a day, which is enormously backbreaking work, bending over. It's very difficult on their bodies. One might not think that, but if you're bending over constantly every day, you're doing repetitive activity, you're lifting heavy mattresses, you're bending over, dealing with chemicals, cleaning bathrooms, that sort of thing. It does actually take a toll. And housekeepers, I've met a lot of housekeepers who say they take painkillers in the morning, they take them in the evening. Met a worker who's got to take cortisone injections for her knees. It's very difficult work, and I don't think people always realize that.
No, I know that when you go into hotels these days, you often see little stickers about making a green choice and not using the towels. Has that kind of a program impacted the workload of housekeepers?
It absolutely has. And there's one hotel in particular that's been doing this since the Weston Bay Shore. And they've been using what we're calling fake green cards, where what they're essentially doing is basically giving guests a card. It's a $5 voucher to use, you know, to use for food, drinks, that sort of thing, to basically give up housekeeping services for the day. And it's not necessarily tied to the linen program. It's actually a separate program where basically you're turning down housekeeping for that day. So the impact is that by the time housekeepers do come and clean the room 3 days later, the room is that much dirtier. And guests actually are asking for towels and linens to be changed, even if they're turning it down. So I don't think guests realize, you know, the impact it's having on the workers. And it's actually taking more time for housekeepers to clean the room, whereas, you know, you would have 20, 30 minutes to clean it. Now it takes almost an hour to clean. And they have tight timelines in order to, you know, clean a certain number of rooms every day. So it makes that more difficult. The other piece is that because the hotel may not know from day to day how many cards are being used, they're asking workers to be on call. So they'll get a call at 6 a.m. Well, maybe we need you, maybe we don't. If they don't need them, that means it has an impact on their hours. So if they're losing 2-3 shifts in the course of a week, they're losing income, and they don't have the flexibility to actually go out and get a second job because they've got to be on call for the hotel.
So there's nothing wrong with environmental programs. In fact, they're
absolutely
good, but
not.
It's the way they're being implemented in the hotels that's having a negative effect then.
Absolutely, and we're not sure that this particular program is actually mitigating the impact on the environment. There are other programs that do. This one in particular, we think they've implemented because they can cut down on their housekeeping costs.
How have the forms of cost cutting that they have been putting through been justified? Is it just they say this is a recession?
They say it's the economy. Mm-hmm. They say they're crying poverty. They say they're not doing so well. The problem is that the Hyatt, the Four Seasons, the Westin, the Renaissance are owned by global multinational corporations. We know that they're doing better than they were a year ago. Three of those companies are public. We know what their finances are. Frankly, industry analysts are saying they're doing better than they were before. They're turning around much more quickly than even the companies themselves expected. Hyatt just reported $112 million between January and March in terms of profits. A good chunk of that was because of the Hyatt Regency here in Vancouver, you know, due to the Olympics. So the companies are actually doing much better than they say.
So it starts to look like the recession is starting to look more like an excuse than an actual
Absolutely.
Reason.
Absolutely. You know, for these companies, we see that the recession is over, and workers see that the hotels are much busier. But what's happened is with this recession, and we've seen this in earlier recessions too, that large hotel companies will cut down on staff. When the economy starts to rebound, they're not necessarily bringing the staffing levels up to the level they were at before, which means that they're making more money off the hotels and they're doing it on the backs of workers. And we're seeing that happen again. What workers are saying is, look, you know, you hotel companies are doing better. We need to have a fair share in that as well. You know, we're the ones who are making these hotels, you know, providing the sort of level of service that you rely on and sell.
What was the goal of Wednesday's rally?
The goal of Wednesday's rally was a couple of things. One, we wanted to highlight the fact that the Hyatt Regency was holding its first annual public shareholder meeting in Chicago. They just went public back in November. The owners made $950 million selling stocks to the public. So we wanted to highlight Hyatt has made a lot of money recently, and not to mention the fact that they've done well the last few months, but also to highlight the fact that the recession is over for these companies. And we didn't want to limit it to Hyatt, so this is why we marched the Renaissance and why we had Mr. Westin appear at the at the rally. So we wanted to showcase the fact that, you know, while these companies are doing much better, they're recovering, the recession is over for them, you know, they are acting as if the recession is not over for the workers. The workers are still paying for the recession as if it were still, we were still in the throes of it.
Now, I understand that there were also protests in hotels across the states also.
Right. So we simultaneously on that day, we had protests in other North American cities, Toronto, San Francisco, Chicago, Los Angeles, Honolulu. Thousands of hotel workers in each of these cities doing various forms of protest. Also to highlight, you know, the fact that Hyatt, you know, was having their shareholder meeting that day. Meanwhile, you know, turning around and acting in ways that are pretty egregious toward hotel workers. One of the things that has been a focus here is that Hyatt, a few weeks before they even went public, had terminated about 100 workers in Boston, housekeepers, and replaced them with temporary housekeeping staff. Those women who had been working there for 20 some odd years ended up, unbeknownst to them, training the replacements, who ended up making half of what they were making. So Hyatt is in a sense acknowledged that they didn't handle it very well, but instead of actually giving the women their jobs back, they offered training, they offered, you know, to give them a temporary position somewhere else. So, you know, in the midst of, you know, treating housekeeping workers that way, you know, they're making millions and millions of dollars, you know, an IPO, course of their business. So it's to highlight the way they're treating their hotel workers.
Now, when do your contract negotiations start?
We actually will start bargaining within the next couple of weeks. The contract itself expires on June the 30th. So we, you know, we don't know what to expect. We'll see what the tenor of the negotiations look like. But what we're concerned about is that in the other cities where these same hotel companies have been negotiating, they've been trying to lock workers into recessionary contracts, asking for a lot of givebacks, implementing zero wage increases, that sort of thing. We're concerned that they're going to try to pull the same thing here in Vancouver, where the hotel market has actually been much stronger than it has been in other parts of North America. You know, the Olympics, everybody knows the hotels here were fully booked for the month. From numbers I've seen, the number of folks visiting the hotels here in Vancouver is up over last year. The revenue they're making per room is up almost 45% over last year in downtown Vancouver. So we think the market here has been pretty strong, actually, in the last few months. And we'll see what the industry ends up doing.
Now, workers in the San Francisco and other cities have called for a boycott of hotels. Is there any call anticipated like that for hotels here in Vancouver, or it's just to kind of wait and see at this point?
At this point, we have to wait and see. You know, we'll have a better sense of the company's posture once we go into negotiations. We won't rule anything out, but we'll see where negotiations take us.
Now, there is a wonderful video about the call for a boycott in San Francisco that is on YouTube. Can you tell me about that video?
It's a brilliant, brilliant YouTube video. Pride at Work, an LGBT group affiliated with labor in San Francisco, joined up with a couple of other activist groups independently of the union and decided to do a spoof of Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. And their song is Don't Be Caught in a Bad Hotel. It's gotten enormous play on YouTube and a lot of fun. And basically wanting to call attention to the boycott at the Westin St. Francis in San Francisco. A number of other hotels are under boycott there as well.
Okay, well, good luck with the negotiations when they start up in a couple of weeks, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Michelle Travis. She's a representative from Unite Here, Local 40. And if you want more information on the Union Local, you can visit unitehere.local40.org. And if you want to see that YouTube video, then you can go to our website and you'll find a link from our page there.